letting our light shine.
We're letting our light shine as we celebrate Jesus.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Earl Bynum. You're on stage with Earl Bynum. I'm so glad you tuned in wherever you are all over the country. Thank you for your emails at onstagewithearlbynum@gmail.com. I certainly appreciate it. Thank you to Sarah in, where were you? Columbia. Thank you so much for letting us know that you are listening. Thank you to Ann out in Chicago for letting us know you're listening. And I gotta give a shout out to San Francisco. Y'all let us know on the weekends that y'all listening by hosting. So thank you so much. Want to say thank you to Esther in Utsa, Denmark for letting us know that you're tuned in as well. Listen, we're excited. Continue to stay connected on Stage EB on Instagram, on Stage EB on Twitter for the show. Also, personally, it's just Earl Bynum Instagram, Earl Bynum Twitter, Earl Bynum Music on Facebook, Earl Bynum, wherever you are, it's gonna be Earl Bynum. So thank you so very much for letting us know that you love staying connected. We love staying connected to you because we know time is something that you can't replace. So thank you for giving us your time.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the
storm is passing over.
You know the
storm is passing over.
You know the
storm is passing over.
You know the storm is passing over. I feel like prophesying. That ain't appreciate. That's somebody's word in this. Tell somebody the storm. You know 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 the storm. It won't be long from now.
It won't be long from now.
So I need some praises. Afraid to go bumping. Start praising him because he's faithful. Praise him. I said, praise the faithful Lord. Tell him, Bishop, it won't be long from now.
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 Something got to give.
It won't be long from now.
Something got to break.
It won't be long from now.
In just a few more days.
It won't be long from now.
In just a few more.
It won't be long from now.
In just a few more days.
encouraging, and uplifting. On stage with Earl Bynum.
I woke up this morning to a brand new dawning. To see what you have in store for me. As I walk through the halls of life, I know you're there as my guide, leading me to my destiny.
Also from Nigeria, and right about now you are listening to the one and only Earl Bynum. This is On Stage with Earl Bynum.
I can't say I have all of the answers, and I don't know how long you'll feel this pain. Please believe that life is like a movie, and God is working hard behind the scene. God is working, working in your life, working in your life, working in your life. God is working, working in your life, working in your life. Working in your life. It's hard for you to celebrate God's grace, 'cause every day there's something in the way. But just
saw his best work in the dark. Because God is working,
working in,
oh yeah,
working in,
oh he's working, working in your life. Sometimes your faith and the facts don't line up when you're trying to believe, but you feel like giving up. You need to know he doesn't take any days off, and he promised he would finish everything that he's done. You need to know
God is working,
working in your life. Let him work in your life. Sit back and let him work. Let go and let him work. Pray and let him work. Let him work in your life. Please listen. God does all his best work in the dark.
Captain,
yeah, Slick.
You used to be stressed, broke all the time. Got your friends looking like, what he doing now?
You got God in your life,
everything just right. Went from the bus stop, now you're pulling up nice. My God, so amazing, could have left me for dead, but he saved me.
One time for the king, I'm just saying.
You are everything to me.
You're the one who can always count
on.
You're the one who can lean on. My help when I'm in trouble. You are everything to me.
Oh, yeah.
When I need you, you're always there.
Always.
You leave me, but I don't care. Oh no, I'm weaving through. You are everything to
hey.
Me.
Yeah.
When I'm tripping, you're the one I can lean on.
Yeah.
encouraging, and uplifting. On Stage with Earl Bynum.
Listen, I'm excited because we have a great show for you. But I want to say, don't forget, coming up in July 14th through the 19th, it's the National Convention of the Gospel Music Workshop of America. It will take place in Memphis, Tennessee. Listen, if you don't know, I was just appointed as the national chairman of the Alliance of Gospel Music Professionals, which is the affiliate, which is the organization within the Gospel Music Workshop of America that handles all radio, music influencers, record labels, all of that, anything music. So I'm the national chair. I'm excited about this and what we're going to be doing. And we're going to have our sessions on that Monday through Wednesday. So that'll be 15, 16, 17. If you're an artist, record label, y'all been calling, y'all been wanting to get show.
Come on, America's music. America's soul food. Time to rejoice.
I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. A creature of habit. We all know someone who always wants to do the same thing in the same way. Now, before you point fingers, that someone may very well be you. Now, depending on the task, creatures of habit may have something in common with the Lord Jesus Christ. Check out the book of Matthew, the 26th chapter, and verse number 44. Here's how it reads. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Today, be sure to repeat what you see taking place in the life of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear Lord, you are the perfect example of what it means to spend time with the Father. May we become committed to practice what you've perfected. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
Quiet the noise, silence the crowd. All I wanna hear is you. In this moment, no distractions. All I wanna hear is you. In a time where we are listening, speak the word we need in this season, giving life to our dry place. All I wanna hear is you. Quiet the noise, silence the crowd. All I wanna hear is you. In this moment, no distractions. All I wanna hear is you. In a time when we are listening, speak the word we need in this season, giving life to our dry place. All I wanna hear is you. Us, Lord, speak.
us, Lord. Speak to us, God. We want to hear from you tonight. So speak to us, Lord. We're not going anywhere until we hear your voice. Send your rhema word in this house tonight. So speak to us, Lord. Speak a word that'll heal our land, that'll mend our broken pieces and revive us again. Speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, send us a word, God.
America's music,
America's musical soul food, food.
Time to rejoice. Rejoice!
On stage you be, on stage you be, on stage you be, on stage you be.
The one word I kept hearing over and over again is
Yeah, ready? It's your boy Judah.
This is Brian Dunlap with Brian Dunlap and One Purpose in Houston, Texas, and you're listening to On Stage with Earl Bynum.
Encouraging and positive on stage with Earl Bynum.
Listen, I got a show for you. I'm excited. Who do I have with me? All the way from what? Virginia. That's right. The one and only Frankie James. What's up, man?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
I am good. I feel like so churchy saying I can't complain, but I really can't complain. Life has been good, very busy in all the best ways. So I'm just happy to be here. Honestly.
Now, are you from Virginia?
Yes. So I was born in New Paltz, Virginia, and then around 4, I moved to Hampton. And I stayed in Hampton until I went to college at VCU in Richmond, Virginia, and I'm still here now.
I did not know you were a Hampton Roads born. Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, I'm going to ask you what I ask all of my guests when they come on. If you were to walk into a room, hundreds upon hundreds of people, and someone get on the mic and they say, who is Frankie James? What would your answer?
Honestly, I'm just a person who have tons of energy, as people probably know who you know me, but I'm also just a very perceptive person and somebody who pays attention to detail and just really wants to give my all and my best no matter what it is. Like I said, a stickler for details. Because I feel like those are important. I feel like we shouldn't do anything without excellence, but also without doing them earnestly. So, that's pretty much me in a nutshell. I love God, and I'm just trying to grow more in Him as well. And just kind of as you grow, you learn things and you learn lessons. And I'm just at the season in my life now where I'm like, okay, God, whatever you got, I'm here for it. That's it.
That's awesome.
Encouraging and uplifting on stage with Earl Bynum.
Lifting up your spirit.
Step into the heart of South Carolina and ignite your spirit at the Community Unity Fun Festival and Walk. Saturday, June 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. right in the soul of Columbia, South Carolina. It's not just an event. It's a movement of togetherness, fun, and entertainment. Kick off the day with purpose at the Wear Orange Walk led by Moms Demand Action in honor of National Gun Violence Awareness Day. The walk begins at 9 a.m. at Antioch Baptist Church, 5715 Coon Road in Columbia, South Carolina. Registration begins at 8 a.m., so come early, lace up, and get ready to walk a mile with heart. Conclude your journey at Bethlehem Baptist Church, 1028 Eastman Street in Columbia. From 10 a.m. onwards, immerse yourself in a whirlwind of live entertainment featuring gospel sensation Kalante Gavin.
This ain't no ordinary.
The smooth sounds of Just Us Jazz Ensemble, and many more. The day is packed for activities for all ages, including a vibrant children's area and resource fair that connects you with invaluable community services. Teenagers, get ready to be inspired at the Teen Talk with influencer and pastor Chandler Bailey. Oh, and yes, there's free food and parking, making it easier for everyone to enjoy the day. All of this is brought to you by the Wiley Kennedy Foundation, Richland County, the Bethlehem Baptist Church, Serve and Connect, Moms Demand Action, the BBC Community Development Corporation, and many more. So don't miss this day packed with fun, food, and advocacy. Be there to make a difference in your community. Be there to celebrate. Be there for each other. For more information, call 803-704-4149. Join us as we strengthen our community one step, one smile, one song at a time.
This ain't no ordinary world.
Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up. The tomb of every Lazarus, your voice is calling me out, and right now I know you're able.
And my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things but fail. 'Cause you never lost a battle. No, you've never lost a battle. And a new wind is blowing right now, oh, yeah. Breaking my heart of stone, taking over like hysterical, and my walls are all crashing down. But right now, I know you're able, and my God, come through again.
Encouraging and uplifting. On stage with Earl Bynum.
Oh, come on, clap your hands. Come on. Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on. I heard about how he healed the sick. He is the one. Lord. Hey, I heard about how he calmed the sea. He is the one.
We'll be right back. devil. I don't know about you, but in my life, he's worth the wonder in my life. And I'm mighty glad. Look at my hand. Oh, he's a wonder. Yes, he is. Have you tried him? Do you know him?
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Daryl.
It's Ray.
Okay.
We're the Walls Group.
And up next is our brand new single.
Lord, you should know I've tried it on my own. Put my faith in me, but the truth came to be. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. I'm sure you can tell, but I ain't been well. Away from your presence, feeling lost, getting desperate. I need you, Lord, I need you. Living on my own, and everything is going wrong. Didn't want to admit it, but now, Lord, I get it. I need you, Lord, I need you. Wherever you go, I follow you, Lord. You see me through, Lord. I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you.
Ever
since I was a kid. Right now I thank you for all that you've done. It's hard to believe from whence you brought me from.
Father in heaven.
You keep every promise, and when life is unkind, give you my full attention, and you give me peace of mind. Follow my mercy, and your grace is so good, and if I could repay you, I would.
Sharing the good news on stage with Earl Bynum.
So now you're in Richmond. Tell us what you do outside of being an artist.
So I have a personal business. So I'm a self-employed person right now, fully self-employed, which is something I started a venture to in 2021. I have my photography business, Frankie Jane Photography LLC. And outside of that, I'm a choir director. So I direct the VCU Black Awakening Gospel Choir. And I also direct the youth choir at St. Paul's Baptist Church. And I also direct the Life Church, TLC, RBA, mass choir, if you will. So those are the things.
So where do you take time for you? What do you do today? Hey, I'm not doing anything. How do you balance this, should I ask?
That is a good question. So because I get fussed out by my family and friends all the time for not taking time for myself, even my Black Awakening Choir members, my Ebor tells me all the time, you know, you need to get rest, you need to get rest. People at church tell me you need to get rest. So now I'm actually listening. My mom has really got on me about, you know, if you're going to do all the things you want to do, you need to take time for you as well. So I've started to kind of plan days. It's weird to plan rest days to me, but I know that it's an actual thing. So okay. I plan days not to do anything or just to do things that I want to do. Kind of give myself a curfew, a bedtime. We're actually on a fast right now for the Black Awakening Choir. Our concert is this coming Saturday, and we're doing a corporate fast. So one of my things is go to bed. And so I've been doing that. So that's kind of what I've been taking time to do, is just rest, plan for rest, and go to sleep, okay. Honestly.
That's what's up.
You know, I'm rocking with the best. It's
on stage with Earl Bynum.
America's musical soul food.
America's musical soul food.
one of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
I surrender to you. So many painful thoughts travel through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through this time.
Yeah.
But I'll trust.
It's not easy.
Lord, it's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life
makes you seem so far away. Can make it.
Through the tears and the pain.
Thank you, Jesus.
Through the heartache and rain, I'll trust you.
Oh God, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I see tells me not to believe. To me 10 years ago. Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one else like you do.
But it's the thoughts in my mind.
So many painful thoughts travel through my mind. And
I wonder how I will make it.
I will make it through.
Oh God, but I trust you.
I'll trust. Lord, it's not easy.
Sometimes the pain in my life. Oh God, it makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you.
I need to know you're here.
Through the tears.
Through the tears and the pain. Through the heartache and rain.
Anybody ever had to cry late in the midnight hour? Every tear you've had to cry.
Through the
heartache and rain. Come on, take it out. Through the tears. Oh, that's right. Through the heartache. Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken.
Show. Feel the spirit, even when you're on the go. Every time you hear it, you gotta know. You're now rocking with the message. On stage with Earl
Bynum. Now tell us about your record. You got a new record out. Talk about that.
Yes, sir. So it releases on May 3rd. So I guess by the time people see this, it'll be out. So it's called One Word. And it really stems from a place. I actually have a musical journal that I keep on my journaling desk. And my mother gave this to me on April 18th, 2010, a very long time ago. And she wrote a message that said, "If God gives you lyrics to songs inspired by him for his glory, record them in this journal to keep them together. This is the start of many journals in Jesus' name." And I wrote a song called One Word in August 24th, 2011. I received it and I wrote it down the next day. And it was, I was in my apartment, honestly, and lyrics came to me and melodies came to me. And it comes from the place of that phrase we always say, if I had 10,000 tongues, I wouldn't be able to praise God enough. And as I was thinking about it, I was like, 10,000 words and tongues, that sounds like a lot of effort. And if I'm never going to be able to praise him enough, what if I just had one word? What if one word was able to say everything I feel, everything I've experienced, everything God is? If I could condense all of those things into just one word, what would that one word be? You know, and what would it outline? And I would just say that word forever. And, you know, it takes all the work out of it. And I could just say this one thing over and over and over again. So that's the heart of the song. And that's what the lyrics say.
Wow, that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
If I just had one word, it would be a word to thee. If I just had one word, it would say all the things I want my heart to convey. One word would hold more words than silver or gold. One word, one word, one word. If I had one, just had one word, it would claim you as Lord and praise your name. If I just had one word, it would show that for you, Lord, there's no place I won't go. One word, so that would thank you for always pulling me through. One word, one word, on what a blessing it would be if I had one word. If I just had one, thought it all over, and there's just too many words to say to express my gratitude to you and how you made a way, Lord. I can call you a healer, but Jehovah Jireh you provided too. And I could call you awesome, but awesome just won't do. You spared my life and you saved my mind. You kept my family all this time. I don't have enough room in this song to sing your praise. It'll take too long. 10,000 tongues wouldn't be enough. But if I could just think of one word, ooh, I'd say that thing over and over, and over and over, and over and over, and over and over, and over and over and over. And over. Lord, I need just
2 Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
I have everything.
In my weakness,
all my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak.
The great I am.
The great I am.
This is Amethyst, and you're on stage with Earl Bynum.
You've been praying for a long time, but it's not over.
It's not over.
You've got to trust in His word.
Let's go, y'all.
Tried to do it on my own, but every time I tried, I fell down. Got sick and tired of all the pain. I knew I had to turn my life around. Mama said you'd never leave me. Said you'd always be there for me. That's when I laid my burdens down. I traded Satan for my crown. My soul was in the lost and found. Oh, until I laid my burdens down. Now I live to testify that Jesus' blood was my lifeline. Just surrender to his plan, and he will make your life worth it. When you're weak, it's when it's strong. Tell the world wherever I go. That when I lay my burdens down, I'm trading Satan for my crown.
I see it.
My soul was in the lost and found. Burdens down. I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burden down. Burdens down, burdens down. Since I laid my burden down.
But I'm gonna put you on the spot, so and have you sing some a cappella. I don't care what you sing, just you know, whatever.
All right. Well, since I got the song in front of me, I guess that might be what it is. And it's if I just had one word, it would be a word to thee. If I just had one word, it would say all the things I want my heart to convey. One word would hold more words than silver and gold. One word, one word, one word. If I had one word.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on, son. Come on.
You're now rocking with the best. It's
on stage with Earl Bynum.
On stage, you be. On stage, you be.
BGA one time. Let's go.
I remember the time when I was broke and didn't have a dime. Uh-huh. Almost let go, but you made a way. Still answering prayer.
So what you gonna do?
Good day, my dear friends. I pray it is off to a fantastic start. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. A reason to wait. Some time ago, the retail industry introduced express lines and express lanes. Now, the idea was to keep consumers from waiting. But waiting has its benefits in the life of the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible reminds us why we should have a reason to wait. It's found in the book of Lamentations 3:26. It reads, "It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Today, decide how you'll wait for the saving power of God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for coming to our side and reassuring us that you are with us in our waiting. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
I will bless the Lord.
stage, you be on stage, you be on stage, you be on stage, you be.
Good God, I feel alright. Right now I feel alright. Today I feel alright. But ain't nothing gonna bring me down, cause I feel alright. Right now I feel alright. Now let me tell you what I feel. But ain't nothing gonna bring me down, cause I woke up this morning with dancing in my feet. I'm singing hallelujah. You for my heartbeat, I'm giving you the glory, cause you've been good to me. Now I ain't gonna be selfish, can't keep it just for me. And ooh, I want the world to know. And ooh, I'm living life to show. I'm not always as happy like every single day, but that is not my problem, at least not today.
Mercy I don't deserve from the highest in all the earth. I believe you will supply my needs. And what he has for me, it is for me. I can hear him speaking from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw him into me. So I will. Lift your name on.
You've always made a way. In my heart, you'll always stay. All that you have brought me through, declare your greatness, I will do. Abundant life because of you. I believe he will supply my needs. And what he has for me, it is for me. I can hear him speaking from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw him into me. So I will. Circumstance.
Lift your name.
In the midst of it all, I will.
Lift your name on high.
Lift your name on high.
What I will every day. On my knees when I pray.
Sharing the good news on stage with Earl Bynum.
Now tell our listening audience how they can go find that one word.
So if you search Frankie James one word, it is on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Pandora. If it's out there, it's up there. And yeah, that's it. I plan on doing a lot more just live for the concert, actually, for the Black Organ Choir concert. My e-board has pushed me to sing it at our concert, so there'll be a live recording of that as well. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. So go search it, support it, buy it, stream it, share it. I really believe that God is doing something with this song and with me. One thing that he is kind of telling me and assuring me and affirming me is that he's given me gifts and talents, and I've done a lot of things for other artists, between writing, vocal arranging, singing on live records, and I hid behind that because it was comfortable. And one thing that I feel like God has told me is that now is your time. And it's not for fame. It's not for glory. It's all for him. But just to be comfortable in the gifts that he's given me and watch him make room for other things. So I'm excited.
That's good. That's good. So how do people stay connected to you? Tell them your social media or whatever.
So you can find me on Instagram. It's at frankiejames.music. And that's kind of the overall thing I'm working on, getting this YouTube, you know, as doing everything for everybody else in my photography business, I do media and branding for everybody else. So now I'm like, all right, it's time for me. So right now, Instagram is where you can find me and where everything else will kind of flow from that.
Now, if someone wanted to book you, what would they do?
Email frankiejamesmusic@gmail.com. That's frankiejamesmusic@gmail.com.
All right.
What's up, everybody? You're tuned in to On Stage with Earl Bynum. Stay tuned for more right here at On Stage.
Lights on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KIND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Step into the heart of South Carolina and ignite your spirit at the Community Unity Fun Festival and Walk. Saturday, June 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. right in the soul of Columbia, South Carolina. It's not just an event, it's a movement of togetherness, fun, and entertainment. Kick off the day with purpose at the Wear Orange Walk, led by Moms Demand Action in honor of National Gun Violence Awareness Day. The walk begins at 9 a.m. at Antioch Baptist Church, 5715 Coon Road in Columbia, South Carolina. Registration begins at 8 a.m., so come early, lace up, and get ready to walk a mile with heart. Conclude your journey at Bethlehem Baptist Church, 1028 Eastman Street in Columbia. From 10 a.m. onwards, immerse yourself in a whirlwind of live entertainment featuring gospel sensation Kalante Gavin.
This ain't no ordinary.
The smooth sounds of Just Us Jazz Ensemble, and many more. The day is packed for activities for all ages, including a vibrant children's area and resource fair that connects you with invaluable community services. Teenagers, get ready to be inspired at the Teen Talk with influencer and pastor Chandler Bailey. Oh, and yes, there's free food and parking, making it easier for everyone to enjoy the day. All of this is brought to you by the Wiley Kennedy Foundation, Richland County, the Bethlehem Baptist Church, Serve and Connect, Moms Demand Action, the BBC Community Development Corporation, and many more. So don't miss this day packed with fun, food, and advocacy. Be there to make a difference in your community. Be there to celebrate. Be there for each other. For more information, call 803-704-4149. Join us as we strengthen our community one step, one smile, one song at a time.
This ain't no ordinary words. Great is thy faithfulness, oh.
encouraging, and uplifting. On Stage with Earl Bynum.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through and through. Create me a clean. Worship you. Change me, oh God. Make me more. Wash me through and through. Just create in me a clean. Something about you. Change.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to.
Change me.
Do it for me, Lord. I dare you to just put your
change
hands on yourself.
Me.
Lord, I want you to change me.
Change me.
Like only you can, Lord. Change.
Change me.
Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. Like you mean it. Change me.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to.
Change me.
From the inside out, Lord.
Oh,
a little change. I need you to. Remember this has come over me.
government. All right, even in the middle of the night, I know it's gonna be alright. You hide me, surrounded on every side, but my enemies won't survive. Under your shadow. My future or my family. Satan's a robber who wants everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looking on the brighter side, I can't believe you're still alive. You hide me, I think it's gonna be alright. My enemies won't survive. Under your shadow.
Stage with Earl Bynum.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, Earl Bynum, and of course, you're on stage with Earl Bynum. But it's that time that we must leave you, and in the words of Bishop Kim Walter Brown, I am not out of music, but we are out of time. He says, I'm not out of word, but I am out of time. But I say, I am not out of music, but I am out of time. So listen, I want you to join me same time, same place, wherever you're listening from whatever device you're listening on. Don't forget, join me every weekend for the one and only On Stage with Earl Bynum. Remember to email me at onstagewithearlbynum@gmail.com. Let me know what's going on in your city, what's going on in your life. Communicate with me. Don't forget to follow me at On Stage EB for Instagram. That's On Stage EB for Instagram. On Stage EB for Twitter. Also, personally, you can hit me up at Earl Bynum on Instagram, Earl Bynum on Twitter, Earl Bynum Music on Facebook. Why don't you go and like that page and follow that Earl Bynum Music YouTube page? You would want to communicate with me as I communicate with you. Let's stay in touch. Remember, you're on stage with Earl Bynum, and can't nobody beat you being you. So be the best you that you can be.
You find me in my sin, but still call me friend. You're everywhere that I go. You meet me where I am, and through grace you show that you're the God of.
Lift your hands. Come on, stand to your feet. Give God praise. He's
You're now rocking with the best. It's
On Stage with Earl Bynum.
On stage you be, on stage you be.
Tried to do it on my own, but every time I tried I fell down. Got sick and tired of all the pain. I knew I had to turn my life around. Mama said you'd never leave me, said you'd always be there for me. That's when I laid my burdens down. I traded Satan for my crown. My soul was in the lost and found.
America's music.
Soul food, food.
Time to rejoice.
Time
rejoice.
To rejoice. Come on, let's get happy.
America's hey, musical hey, soul food. Hey, time to rejoice. Woo. Oh, come on, rejoice.
I wish I could make a wish and everything be alright. Oh, I'm willing to trade all I have to keep you as a head of my life. I need you, please, I'm trying, I can't. So that's why I'm calling you.
I need you.
Over and over, over and over again. judgment of my heart.